T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now. 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning. As Florida's high school students push for gun reform on Capitol Hill, Florida's governor is working to make all children feel safe at school.
Governor Rick Scott laying out his new plan 2 weeks after a gunman opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, killing 17 students and staff. The governor's $500 million proposal focusing on 3 major areas: gun laws, treatment for mental health disorders, and school safety.
We've got to invest in metal detectors. We've got to invest in bulletproof glass. We've got to invest in steel doors. We've got to invest in upgraded locks. We've got to do everything we can to make sure that somebody that wants to harm any one of our students can never do it again.
Governor Scott saying there needs to be increased police presence on school campuses. This as nearly 3,000 students prepare to return to Stoneman Douglas High School Wednesday for the first time since the attack.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
Wichita police have made 2 arrests after a 7-week-long crime spree.
Recently, Wichita Police Department detectives and officers observed a trend of burglaries occurring at apartment complex, laundry rooms, and public laundry rooms. These laundry rooms span across the city, and locks on the washers and dryers, coin boxes were being drilled out, and then the suspects were taking the money from the lock boxes.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says detectives focused on 16 similar cases between November and early January, identifying and arresting 2 suspects, a 25-year-old woman and a 32-year-old man. They were charged with 33 counts of destruction of property, burglary, and theft. The monetary and damage losses associated with these burglaries are in excess of $10,000.
Riley County police are asking for the public's help to find 2 people suspected of raping a woman at a Manhattan bar.
Police said Tuesday that a 24-year-old woman had been raped Saturday at O'Malley's bar. Investigators say the woman was in a restroom when the 2 suspects came in and attacked her. The department is asking anyone who was at O'Malley Saturday night who has pictures or videos from inside the bar to contact authorities. Information can be offered directly to the police department or through the Crime Stoppers hotline. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A special enforcement period is underway in Kansas to catch seatbelt violators. Chris Bortz with the Kansas Department of Transportation says the Seatbelts Are for Everyone program started in 2009. It's a collaboration between local law enforcement and the Kansas Highway Patrol. Bortz says the SAFE program is about more than just writing tickets.
They get educational opportunities once a month that run probably from October or November all the way through February, March, and they'll still be doing some educational stuff after the enforcement. But one of the ways of changing behavior is to have education coupled with enforcement.
Officers will be writing tickets near schools for seatbelt violators from now through March 9th.
Controversy is growing over decorating costs, that is, for the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
A woman working for Housing and Urban Development says she was demoted after she wouldn't go along with a request to find money for an expensive remodeling of Secretary Ben Carson's office. Helen Foster says the acting agency head made that request just as Carson was getting ready to take over the job. There was a $5,000 limit for redecorating, and HUD says the only thing that was bought were new blinds, and they came within that limit. But a HUD document shows the agency spent about $31,000 on a dining set. The agency says that set was considered a building expense and not a decoration. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Massachusetts father was injured after telling his son to put away his phone during dinner.
The juvenile charged with felony assault after investigators on Cape Cod say a father and son got into a battle Saturday night over the son's texting and stepped outside the restaurant in Yarmouth where the son punched his 63-year-old father in the face, knocking him unconscious. The father hit his head on the ground, suffering serious injuries. An off-duty firefighter on the scene helped save the man's life. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our satellite imagery is showing some cloud cover continue to slide across Wichita and south central Kansas. Could see a few areas of patchy drizzle. Otherwise, a cold front moves through this afternoon. Our high 61 with gusty northwest winds later in the day. Some sprinkles or flurries overnight. Our low 31. Sunny and windy Thursday with a high 55. Friday, 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and mist and 54 degrees. Got a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 6:34, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Ted, you heard that story just a moment ago about a young man and his dad getting into a fight over a cell phone in a restaurant. The dad almost got killed. Hit his head on the pavement, apparently, from what the Fox News was saying, and almost died. I cannot imagine, and I know it's a different world, I cannot imagine ever striking my father or even thinking about it. I don't know how you are with your dad, but I could never never imagine it. But I'm not everybody. I know that. Good gravy. First of all, I'd never got that mad at him. And secondly, I couldn't do it. It's not the way that we were brought up. All right, 6:30.
No, nor I.
And the other thing is I wouldn't be using a cell phone at dinner if my dad was there and said, don't do that. I say, okay, Dad.
Yeah, well.
Maybe we're just a couple of compliant
maybe.
Boy Scouts, you know. Not rebels, but that's amazing. Today is February 28th, last day of the month, Ted. On this date in 1983, the final episode of MASH aired, bringing in the biggest TV audience of all time to that date. I confess to you that I was not a huge fan of MASH.
Wow.
I would watch it occasionally. When they first got started, I watched it a little bit, but I was not a big fan of MASH. I don't know why.
I didn't think
it was terribly funny.
I might disagree with you.
Well, I know you were.
I think the first five or six seasons of MASH is some of the best TV ever.
Good TV.
Made.
Oh, yeah, I know it was, but it's, you know, it's one of those things.
I just didn't resonate with it.
Now, at the end there, did they all go back home from Korea?
That's what the big finale was that the war was over and they were all going home.
Well, except for McLean Stevenson.
Yeah. He had died long ago.
Oh, had he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Henry Blake. Yeah.
Henry Blake. Yeah, I watched the movie was interesting, the way they developed the characters and so forth. But even then, that had a dark side to it. That was about
suicide. The movie's pretty dark. Yeah.
All right. Stealing a picnic basket is one thing, but mauling a car is quite another. A Mississippi Wildlife Department biologist says a bear attacked a woman's car in Sontag, Mississippi, about 60 miles south of Jackson. Jamie Holtz tells the Jackson Clarion Ledger there were tooth and claw marks consistent with a bear on the front wheel wells and hood. There was headlight damage, and the front license tag holder was ripped off. There was also a muddy bear track nearby. Nobody was in the car at the time, and authorities don't know what caused the attack. There was no food inside. A nearby trash can was untouched, and apples were on the ground in the yard. Maybe the bear thought the
car what am I to believe about all this?
Was another bear. Who knows? Oh, well. Anyway, the bear attack in Sontag, Mississippi.
We don't get a lot of those around here.
When's the last time we had a good bear attack here in Kansas? It's been probably about the time Kit Carson was going across the state, or Buffalo Bill Cody. People on a plane getting ready to leave Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey had a surprising delay. A passenger who had just boarded opened the emergency exit and went down the slide. Port Authority police say charges were pending against 25-year-old Troy Fatton after he was detained by airline staff and police moments after he reached the tarmac. The incident happened early this week on a United Airlines flight that was headed from Newark to Tampa, Florida. Flight was delayed for several hours, and passengers eventually were put on another plane.
I was going to say, as soon as that happens, everybody in the plane is like,
here we go.
This is going to take a while. Yeah.
And it did. All right. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on, again, a Wednesday morning, and time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle Tuesday opened higher, traded into new highs for the week, and closed positive. Now, the feeder cattle held the gains better than our live cattle futures did. There has been some cash cattle trade this week in our Southern Plain feed yards at the price of 126 on the hoof. The lean hogs made new lows for the week yesterday as they traded mixed, but they closed mixed with the strength being in the deferred contracts. On close yesterday, April live cattle, 25 cents higher, 124.25. March feeders up $1 at 146.55, and April lean hogs were unchanged at 69.95. And new highs for the current move to the upside were made yesterday for the corn and KC wheat futures. They also closed near their session highs yesterday. And updated winter wheat conditions showed slightly lower ratings were price supportive for our wheat. And the soybeans also closed positive, but off their session highs, while we saw the soybean meal make a new contract high. Now, that upside from yesterday has continued overnight as we've got strength once again across the board in our wheat, corn, and soybean markets. Fund buying continues to be very supportive to the market. At the moment, May KC wheat's up 8.25 cents at 513. May corn's up 0.75 cents at 380. And May soybean 7.75 cents higher at 1057.25. April crude oil is trading 12 cents lower at 62.89. April gold $2.80 higher at 1,321.40. The March S&P up 0.75 points at 2,748.25. The March dollar index 15 cents higher at $90.43. And March Dow Jones futures up 13 points at 25,442. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we've been talking about it, talking about getting some rain, and it was almost, well, I had a little tiny mist on my windshield earlier this morning, but not a lot going on over here in Sedgwick County. How about you over there in Butler County?
It's about the same situation here. I drove in last night from being up at Emporia and drove in mist all night long coming home, and there's some fog out there, but there was definitely no rain.
Nothing serious. I looked at the KNSS Weather Center radars a few minutes ago, and there's some down there in northern and northeast Oklahoma, but nothing even close to Kansas that I can see. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We do have a chance for rain later on tonight, so maybe we'll get some more, maybe get some rain tonight.
And it's going to get colder again.
Well, yeah. Nothing's perfect. All right.
But I'm hoping to start seeing more warming trends being March starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it could be. All right. Thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up, don't forget the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall. You can see the life-size animatronic dinosaurs, audio-enabled, and these will be on display down there at the Suburban Landscape Management booth. And it's, people are pretty excited about these dinosaurs. You can take a dinosaur selfie with them. A lot of fun going on there. But there are all kinds of things to do and see. And Ted and I are going to be down there, I believe, Saturday afternoon. It's the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show 2018 going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Can we hide from market volatility? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, on the way. With Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.